With so much gun violence in the news, non-lethal violence might seem like a less important topic. But when you're getting kicked, punched, or spit on in your workplace, it's something that needs to be talked about. This is a reality for many healthcare workers. A 2014 survey of close to 800 nurses found that half of them had been physically assaulted by patients within the last year. Lori Grover is a nurse at a locked psychiatric facility in Worcester, Massachusetts, and the patient population at her hospital has grown to include not just chronically mentally ill patients, but people facing criminal charges. Here's her story.
I see a great deal of patients pretending to be psychotic to get out of jail. They just think, oh, crazy people hit people, so I'm going to hit people so they'll think I'm crazy. We just had a couple of patients who were just acting up. They were kind of taunting us with these metal objects. So I grabbed the guy's arm so he couldn't stab me, and the other mental health worker grabbed the other side, and we're trying to get him to drop it. You know, I was pulled up from the ground by my hair while one of them was punching me in the face. I'm 51 years old, and I was in the Army for 21 years. You know, I've got a few extra pounds on me, so I'm not at my fighting weight anymore. I will just say he was a young, athletic male. It shouldn't hurt to be a nurse. I've been doing this for 32 years. I've had both of my thumbs broken. I've been bit. I've been spit on. I've been hurt a lot of different ways. But this was just the worst beating I've ever taken in my life. I was out from May 5th until July 23rd. I still have bulging discs in my back. I still have flashbacks. You know, I'll be walking in Walmart looking for toothbrushes and all of a sudden see a fist coming at my face. There are things that the hospitals can do to provide safe environment for the patients and the staff. I have no doubt in my mind that if we had one or two extra people on the unit that night, that I would not have been out of work for, 2.5 months.
Psychiatric nurse Lori Grover talking about workplace violence that she experienced. Reporter Tanya English looked into this issue for The Pulse, and she spoke with health researchers who are trying to better understand the scope of the problem.
60% of the on-the-job assaults that force people to miss work happen in healthcare. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which surveys workers and counts up incidents across the United States. Lisa Wolf is an emergency room nurse in Northampton, Massachusetts. To take someone's blood pressure or to listen to a person's lungs, sometimes she has to get within swinging range of a combative patient.
The guy kicked across the bed and kicked me right in the head. I really kind of had my bells rung a little bit, and I sat down for a second, and people are like, are you all right? Can you, you know, do you need to go home? I'm like, no, I've got this sick baby in the next room. And I just got up and went back to work.
Wolf cares for patients, and she also leads research at the Emergency Nurses Association. When her team surveyed 13,000 nurses, about 12% reported they dealt with physical violence within the last week. Wolf says patient attacks can be predictable, but nurses need skills to size up a scene. Noise, poor lighting, not enough security, and long wait times are all ingredients that can contribute to violence against health workers. Many nurses don't bother to report to management or press charges.
Nurses were actually told, this is an emergency room. What do you expect? This is part of your job. We don't want to make a fuss. I think the feeling that a lot of nurses have is that nothing's going to change. Why should I stay after my shift to fill out this paper that's going to end up in a void?
And there's another consideration.
If you have an elderly dementia patient that's frightened and scared and flailing, you know, do you really want to call in law enforcement?
Paula Bizzard is an executive with Pennsylvania's Hospital Association. She says most medical centers have a safety plan that includes strategies to protect employees. She says the number one factor in preventing workplace violence is hospital leaders who make safety a priority. But nurses' unions say for them, the number one fix is more staffing. Bizzard disagrees.
I don't think numbers are necessarily going to make that difference as much as having the right staff and having the staff trained and having the right policies in place.
In Philadelphia, Drexel University is studying paramedics who've been assaulted. The health researchers asked the medics, what would make you feel safer?
They said, you can give us guns, body armor, and mace. And that, to me, is a response that is based on a very stressful work environment.
That's injury researcher Jennifer Taylor. She says when you're a first responder and you're called to someone's home to help, and you become the victim, that changes how you do your job.
And I totally understand when people have said it took everything in my power not to strike back, pick up an oxygen bottle and throw it at them, say something disrespectful.
Psychiatry, pediatrics, and the emergency department are among the settings where health workers are most vulnerable. And the government seems to be taking more notice. In recent years, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has issued citations and threatened to fine a handful of hospitals that don't have an adequate plan to protect workers. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.